Parshas Lech Lecha. We'll start off with some divrei we said in the past, and then we'll move on.
Let's see if we remember.
You'll remember. Vayoyme Hashem Avraham Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'mi'maylatecha Me'beis Avicha Lo'aretz Asher Ereko. Hashem says to Avraham Lech Lecha. So Rashi tells us, what's the Lashon Lech Lecha? Lech go Lecha for you. Lech Lecha.
It says
Rashi, Lahana Oscho Tayvoscho, for your benefit, for your pleasure, for your gain, and there I'll make you into a big nation, and I'll make you famous in the world, and you have wealth. Lech Lecha, travel. Okay. Oh, so good. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second.
Wait, why did he have to go? Why couldn't he make him a big nation where he was?
Get to everything in a few minutes. Lech Lecha. Okay. So we'll start off with the famous story.
That's good.
Lech Lecha. Avraham was the epitome of Hachlosas Archim. What was Avraham known for? Avraham's tent had an opening on all four sides. Avraham was known on all four sides. And Avraham was Hachlosas Archim. Avraham's tent. He was one of his Hachlosas Archim. And of all people in the world, Hashem tells Avraham, Lech Lecha. Goodbye. Pick yourself up and travel. Avraham is the Hachnosas Archim. He's all set up. He takes in all the wayfarers, all the travelers, and Hashem tells him, Lech Lecha, travel. So they say over the famous story, Rav Nachum Chinovla was known for Pidyon Shvuyim. He used to raise money to redeem people that were captured, put into jail, people put into the dungeon, people couldn't pay the rent. He was Isaac of Pidyon Shvuyim. And to the extent that he literally gave his life in the midst of Pidyon Shvuyim. One day it happens that some people were upset by what he had done, and they snitched on him to the government, and they made up some story, and he was put into jail. And he himself was put into jail. And while he was in jail, some of his chassidim came to visit him. And they said to him, Rebbe, is it fair? Your whole life, you were the one who was Isaac and Pidyon Shvuyim. You were the one who was Isaac and redeeming people that are captured. And look what happens to you. Now you end up sitting in jail. Is it fair?
Doesn't make sense.
So Nachum Shem was said to them, let me ask you a question. Yoyme Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Hashem told Avram to travel. Is it fair? Avram was the Machnas Orich of the generation. And he's the one that Hashem says, pack your bags and travel and be a wanderer and wander around. Avram was the Machnas Orich, and suddenly he becomes a traveler and he has to go and rely on others. Is it fair? Elamai said of Nachum Chinov, but the pshat is that Hashem wanted to teach Avram how the Orich feels, to look at it from the other side. Up until now, Avram was the Balabas. Avram took people into his house. Hashem wanted to give Avraham more of an appreciation for the mitzvah of Hachnosas Archim. Hashem said to Avraham, Lech Lecha, go for your hanah, for your taiva, so you improve the mitzvah of Hachnosas Archim. Because now that you're a traveler, and you have to come on to others, you understand what it means to be a traveler, what it means to be a guest. And now when you be able to be behind the mitzvah of Hachnosas Archim, you'll do it in an enhanced way, in a better way, because you understand what it means to be an Eirich on the other side. So Nachum Chinovla, the same is true here. It's true, I did the mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim, but Hashem wants me to be even more busy with the mitzvah, and to even care more, maybe to work a little faster, and take care of those that are put in jail. So Hashem put me here, so that I shall understand what it feels like to be a captive, and now that I understand what it feels like to be a captive, I will now be able to do the mitzvah with more feeling and more emotion than I did until now. Besides the posh pshat, it means for your hanah and your pleasure that now you understand how to do the mitzvah of Hachnosas Archim with even more of an excitement. The kasha is there, so we go a little further in the pasuk. Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, me'artzecha, from your land, umi me'ladecha, from your birthplace, me'beis avicha, from your father's house. Isn't the pasuk out of order? When a person leaves, first you leave your father's house, you leave your house, then you leave your town, your birthplace, then you leave your country.
It's wider than that.
You don't leave the country first, and then your city, and then your house. It's like saying, leave the shul. It's like saying, leave the United States, leave Brooklyn, leave the shul. It's backwards. First you leave the shul. First you leave your house. Then you leave your birthplace, the city, the area you were born. No. Then you leave Brooklyn. And then you leave New York. You leave the United States. Why? The order seems to be the opposite. Go away from your land, your birthplace, and your father's house. Shouldn't it have said first your father's house, then your birthplace, and then your land?
They have to be a good reason for that.
So, of course, it's one question that's asked by many. And one answer, the Mar Shemesh gives the following answer. He says a very, very, the idea of Avram leaving was that Avram should separate himself from his father's house, from Terach, from the Avodah Zarah, from the influence of the Rishoyim, from where he came.
The neighborhood.
The neighborhood, the area. So Hashem told Avram, we start off doing small steps. First, may Arzacha. First, he separate from your land. A person is very attached to what happens in his house. That he's most attached to. He's attached to his neighborhood. And then he's attached to the country, the behavior of the country. So first Hashem told Avram, leave your country. That's the first step. A person wants to remove himself from his environment. A person wants to remove himself from bad influence. First remove yourself from what's easier. Your land. Take the hashbah, the influence that your land had on you, your country had on you, and remove yourself. Once you're able to achieve that level, then try the next level. The next level is Mailatcha. From your birthplace, your city, your town, your neighborhood, the place you were born. That is more of a Shpona person. Remove yourself from your area. Once you're able to do that, then we come to the third step, Mebeis Avicha. Remove yourself from your father's house. A person's house has the most influence on a person.
But leaving the country is a very extreme thing that would be taking care of everything. That you didn't need to say on the other thing.
You're right.
Things.
But the idea was to leave. In other words, besides leaving physically, also leave ruchnis. And how do you leave spiritually?
Right.
A person can't jump to the top. You can't jump. Like the Moshe we say over many times, a person wants to reach the top step of the ladder. There's only one way to reach the top step of the ladder.
Start from the bottom.
One step at a time and climb up. If you try to jump to the top step in one shot, you end up missing the top step and falling down to the ground. A person has to take one step and another step and another step. Only after he achieves and he's safe on one step can he climb up to the next step. So Hashem told Avram, first me'artzicha. First you work on removing the influence of your land. Once you did that, then me'artzicha. After that, then me'beis avicha, then you move the influence in your father's house. So that's why the Pasuk says it specifically in this order. Which really leads us into the next question. And that is, what was the great nisayon of lechacha? What was the nisayon of traveling? Hashem told Avram lechacha. And Rashi tells us, why would Avram travel? Because here you can't have children, there you'll have. There you don't have wealth, over there you'll have wealth. I'll make you famous in the world. Is that a nisayon? Hashem tells a person, travel. I'll make you famous if you travel.
Then you travel.
I'll make you wealthy if you travel. That's a nisayon. Lechacha is the first of the 10 nisayonis. It's the first of the 10 tests.
He should remain a tzaddik despite all those good things.
Okay. Lechucha is the first of the 10 nisyonis, ending with the Akedah. What was the tremendous sign of Lechucha? Hashem promises Avram brachas, wealth, fame if he travels.
You know, that fame, was, you need to that travel was, to get famous.
That was an assignment to travel.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not that easy to do that. People especially like where they live. They like their friends. Okay. They like their neighborhoods. You know, it is a big nisayon to just.
I think if we had
promises,
look how many conditions we had to make.
I think if you had a promise from Hashem, Tashirus, for fame, for a person would travel. A person would travel. Okay. Just Derech Agav. Why is Lechacha the first Nisayim? Why isn't Ur Kassim the first Nisayim? We had the end of Ur Kassim, the end of Lechis Parsha. That Avram was threatened with serving Avodah Zarah, and instead Avram was thrown into the fire.
Why wasn't it
one of the 10 Nisayim in Ur Kassim?
Good question.
Why is Lechacha the first of the 10?
Well, maybe it starts leaving Meladitcha with the.
This is afterwards.
Urkastim comes before.
Urkastim is
four. So, is the
Urkastim is four. So, one answer is that Urkastim, he wasn't told by Hashem. He did it on his own. He was by Yom Hashem al Avram. Hashem said to Avram. All the Nisyonis Hashem said to Avram. Do these Nisyonis that Hashem gave to Avram to do. Hashem never told Avram, go into the fire. That was Avram's decision on his own. It's not one of the ten nisyonos. It wasn't Vayomer Hashem el Avram. The pasuk starts off this week's parasha, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Hashem said to Avram. But what was the big nisyon? So the Haflah gives the Teretz. If you look later on in Pasuk Dalet says, Vayelech Avram, Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. Avram went like Hashem spoke to him. What are the words Kasher Diber Elav Hashem teaching us? It's obvious. Hashem just said to Avram, travel. Pasuk Dalet. Vayelech Avram, Avram went.
Revolution.
That's not what the Pasuk says. Avram went like Hashem said. Of course it's like Hashem said. That was the beginning of the parasha. Says the Haflah, that was the Nisayim. Why would Avram travel? Would Avram travel because of all the wealth and all the fame and all the brachas that he was guaranteed? Or did he travel because he fulfilled the word of Hashem? Why did he travel? Says the Pasuk Dalet, Vayelech Avram, Avram went, Kasher Diber Elav Hashem, like Hashem spoke to him. That was the Nisayin. Lech Lecha Meyartzecha, Hashem said to go. And why did Avram go? Because Hashem told him to go. Not because of any other chishbonos. Once a person starts making cheshbonos, it's good for me, there's room to make an error, to make a mistake. Avram had instructions, and Avram went exactly kasher diber elav Hashem, like Hashem spoke to him.
It's against Rashi. Rashi said lahanasa.
No, the going is lahanasa.
Yeah.
Ultimately it'll be good for you.
It'll be a benefit for you.
It was to entice him to go.
It'll be good for you. But why did Avram go? It's kasher diber elav Hashem, like Hashem spoke to him. The Malbim learns, kasher diber elav Hashem means, with the same excitement. When a person hears a mitzvah, something new to do, he's excited. He's all, what's the word I'm looking for? He's all encouraged. He's all excited about doing the mitzvah. He has a brand, he has the sravas to do the mitzvah. As time goes on, a person wears off.
Used to it.
Says the pasuk, Hashem told Avram to travel. It took time. Avram had to get together. But when he traveled, it was the same cash, with the same excitement. The same as Slavos, when Hashem spoke to him, he traveled Kashadiba, but Hashem spoke to him with the same bren that when Hashem told him to travel in the first place. The Lech Lecha, Rabbeinu Bechai brings down that one of the reasons Hashem told him to travel was to get away from the Rishoyim. He brings down the famous marshal, a person walks into a tannery with a tan leather. Even though he doesn't come in contact with the leather, and he doesn't touch the leather, he walks out with the smell of the leather. He has this foul smell of tanning leather. So a person who's in an environment that's not good, even though he doesn't necessarily do like they do, or act like they do, but there's a smell, he's affected by it. Hashem told Avram, Lech Lecha, it's time to travel and to move away from this environment. The Medrashan Chuma brings down the other way around and compares Avram to somebody who had a bottle of perfume who's inside a cemetery. Perfume in a cemetery is worthless because there's no one to smell it.
Nope.
You want people to smell the nice perfume, you have to leave the cemetery and go and to a place where there are people. Hashem told Avram, you have to take your Torah and spread it. Spread it in the world, teach it. Can't stay in one place. Here in Choron, you have to go ahead and you have perfume, Torah, to give out to the world. Travel, take your Torah and go out and spread it in the world. And Hashem told Avram to travel, to go out and to spread the teachings of Hashem into the world.
But he ended up staying in one place in Parshas Vayera, he was in,
as he traveled, he went around. Yeah. He went out to Mitzrayim, came back, he traveled. Lech Lecha, to travel. Come later on in the Parsha, so the Pasuk tells us, Yedoya Teida, Yer Yi Yezaracha Beretz Choy Lohem, Vavodnim Ve'inu Oysom Arba Meyos Yishonok. Right after Shishi, by the Brisbane of Sorim, Hashem tells Avram,
Was that a punishment? Yes. No, I know it was a punishment. What did he do to get this punishment?
And Perek Tezvah Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Avram, Yedoya Teida, no, Kigayi Yezeracha, your children will be strangers, Beretz Olam in a land that's not theirs, Vavodim Vinu Oysom Arba Meyos Hashana, 400 years. So says the Pasuk. And everybody asks the famous Kasha, and that is, why were the Mitzvahim punished? If it was a Gezeirah from Hashem, that Yidden should be Geirim, strangers in a land that wasn't theirs, and Vavodim, they'll make them work, Vinu Isom, they'll torture them, cause them pain. So why was Mitzrayim punished?
It was a gzeir
from Hashem. It was a gzeir from Hashem that they should go ahead and the Yidden would be Mitzrayim for 400 years. Okay, the Cheshbon 400 years, we know the Cheshbon starts from time Yitzchak was born and so on. But why were the Mitzrayim punished? That's a question, everybody asks this question. And of course, the obvious answer is that even though there's a gzeira, we can't decide who carries out the gzeira. There's a gzeira. It doesn't mean that Mitzrayim had to be the ones to carry out the gzeira. They chose on their own to be the ones to carry out the gzeira, and they chose on their own to be the ones to torture Bnei Yisrael and turn them into slaves for all those years. Mitzrayim did that on their own. That was their own decision. Since Mitzrayim did that on their own, for that they're punished.
You mean, here it doesn't say that?
Doesn't say Mitzrayim. Doesn't say Mitzrayim. Does not say Mitzrayim. The Gamas Hagoy, it says the nation, doesn't say Mitzrayim. It says Mitzrayim, maybe you're right, doesn't say Mitzrayim.
Okay.
The Gamas Hagoy, the nation that will, Asher Yavoidu Don Anoichi. They decided on the Rabbeinu Bechai writes, that even though it's Nigzar Rosh Hashanah, a person should be killed, the one who is the Retzayach, ultimately is Chayiv Misa. I was nigs that a person should be killed. That's not my cheshbon. That's a cheshbon of Shemayim. How it comes about, it's not my achrayis. That's a cheshbon of Shemayim. I have no right to carry out a decree of Hashem. That's not my doing. It's not a valid excuse. Yerbiakov Galinsky tells over the following story. In a certain town, I don't think I'm in Europe yet, so every town has its blacksmith and a tailor. Every town had its shoemaker and
chairmaker.
In this particular town, there was a rash of Genevis that broke out. There were Genevis. People woke up in the morning and they found things were missing from their house, the houses. And it went on one day, another day. There were Genevis in the town, people. Dice says there was a town Ganef.
Yeah.
Town Ganef. Nobody caught him, nobody saw him, a town Ganef. So they came to the Rav and they said to the Rav of the town,
we have a problem.
There's a Ganef in the town and we have to catch him, you know. No security cameras in those days, and we're gonna catch him. So the Rav did a little thinking, and he's like, who could it be? And he looks around at all the people in the town, and he has a good idea whom the Ganef is.
Oh, no.
But he never was able to catch him in the act. He never caught him in the act. But he had a good idea who he was. So the Rav had a dilemma. If he goes with him directly, and he starts to speak to him, the person could deny it, he can't prove it, it's gonna get very awkward. So the Rav decided, he'll wait till Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur will give a speech about Geneva in the shul, and will make sure that the suspected Ganef is in shul, and make sure that he hears a drosha, and will wait on very, very, very heavy about the Isser and the punishment for Geneva. And so, comes Yom Kippur, and the Rav gets up to speak in shul, and sure enough, the suspected Ganef is sitting in shul, with a kittel, with a talus, and the Rav speaks about the Aveira of Geneva, and how a person's property belongs to him, and someone else has no right to take it, and when Hashem gave a person it's his, he speaks about the punishment for Geneva, and how one has to pay back what he stole, and he really speaks from the heart, and he really lets the Ganef have it without identifying who the Ganef is. And the whole time the Rav is speaking, he's looking at the Ganef, and making sure the Ganef is, he sees the Ganef is really taking in the drosha, and the Rav feels like he really accomplished, he really feels the Ganef is going to do tshuva. And he watches the Ganef daven the rest of Yom Kippur, and the Ganef is sitting there crying, tears coming out of his eyes, and he's davening, and the Rav really feels like he accomplished, he feels like he did it in a nice way, he didn't embarrass the Ganef, and everything is fine. After Yom Kippur, the Rav walks over to the suspected Ganef, and he says to him, tell me, I see you davening to Dabren, you davening, you're crying today, I take it that you're doing tshuva for things that might not have been done right during the year. And he says, the things I didn't do right. The Rav says, between you and me, I'm talking about the Ganevis. I take it that you did tshuva for all the Ganevis. And suspected Ganef says, tshuva for the Ganeva? Why should I give up a good parnasa? I have a good parnasa. Why should I give it up for? What? And the Rav says, you mean you didn't do tshuva? Then why were you sitting crying a whole day and shaking back and forth in your talus over your head and your kittel? Why were you davening? He says, what do you mean?
Panasa.
Today Hashem decides how much panasa a person earns for the whole year. I was davening to Hashem that those people, that there was a gzeir against them, that they have to have the money stolen, that let me be the ganif. I should be the ganif to go ahead and to steal the money. That was my tefillah. We say, mi ayoni, mi shofel, mi ayoni. I daven that if it has to be, that someone becomes an oni, let it come through me, I should be the ganif.
So you daven as panos will be curved with you.
Mi ayoni? The Rav heard that, he didn't have what to answer. Of course, it's a narish hechshbon. If Yerem is supposed to lose his money, I have no right to go ahead and be the one to carry it out. I'll be punished for it. That's not my job. That's a hechshbon in Shemayim. Mitzrayim had no right to go ahead and to carry out the gezeira. They chose to do so. Even though it's a gezeira, that's their hechshbon, and therefore they deserve to be punished for it. A person can never say it's preordained and has to be, and that's why I'm doing it. Everybody has their bechira. Everybody has a free choice, free will. And a person is responsible for his actions. It says right by Shishi in Perik Tezvov Pasuk Vov, Vehemin Hashem, Vayachsheveho Loit Stoka. Avram believed, he trusted in Hashem, and Hashem considered to be Stoka. And Chofetz Chaim asks Avram, after all, kept Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram kept the entire Torah. Ekev Shatishbo Bekayli. Avram kept the entire Torah. Yet the pasuk considers an act of tzedakah because of the hemin he believed in Hashem. Why dafka amuna? Why not any of the other mitzvahs that Avram did? The hemin b'Hashem. And the Chofetz Chaim says because amuna we know is the ikar. A person has amuna, that is the basis for all the other mitzvahs. If without amuna in Hashem, all the mitzvahs don't mean anything at all. The basis, the yisoid, is amuna. And Chofetz Chaim compares it to a person who's drowning in the ocean. He's drowning in the ocean, he's about to go under the water, and he sees a log of wood floating in the water. He's desperate to get a hold of that log of wood to be able to float underwater. And the log has branches coming out of it. And he swims closer and closer, and he grabs. First he holds onto the branch, but then he grabs onto the log itself, and he holds onto the log. He doesn't keep holding onto the branches, because the branches could break off. The branches break off, he's going to go right down. So he holds on, he wants to hold on to the log itself, because the log itself floats and doesn't drown. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the log is the Muna. All the other mitzvahs are the branches that come out of it. They're all branches. A person has a Muna and Hashem. Those mitzvahs, those are all the branches that come out. But a person holding on only to a branch can very easily break off. The Iker is the Muna, the log. A person has to hold on. When Avram believed in Hashem, Em Hashem, Dafka, that was considered to be an act of tzedakah, and he deserved reward for it, because holding on to Emunah is the Iker. Like the Gemara says in Makis, B'chavakok v'hemid in alachas. The Gemara discusses the Iker mitzvahs in each generation, and the Gemara, Makis Chavtar Adam and Aleph, says, Chavakokain v'hemid in alachas. And he put it down to one mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The tzaddik b'emunasa yichya. The tzaddik lives with Emunah. That a person who has Emunah, that's the Iker. From Emunah, a person could branch out, could grow. Both out the yisoid, having the upper stories without the first floor doesn't mean anything at all. So you need the basis, the emunah, and that's why behemim Hashem v'yachshevehaloi tzedakah. Okay, so nice. We're starting the long winter is starting. It's starting to get cold outside, maybe a little bit. The winter's a little bit the weather's a little bit on the warmer side, and the long winter is starting. It comes the long winter. The nights get longer, the days get shorter. Shki is getting a little bit early each day. Another week will change the clock already. Shki will be before 5. It will be earlier. What do you do with the long nights? What does the Gemara say to do with the long learn. Nights? What's the long? The nights are long.
Next week. In Israel, they're doing it this week.
This week, yeah. Next week. Next Messiah Shabbos. Yeah. The nights are long. It's more of a time to learn. Maybe today's generation is harder because the city never sleeps. The world functions at night like it does by day. But there's generally more time. Person's home, you have, okay, if you have more time. Mora says there. That the nights are longer, it's for a person to be able to learn, to use it the right way. Okay. So let's be machazing ourselves over the long winter, and use the time properly, and, we should talk about Bizaycha, to have proper emuna, and Bizaycha to use the time wisely, Bizaycha to see the Sheikh Sakim here.